Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henning.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
buckle up, saddle up, let's go.
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
America! America! There you go, folks.
It's a big old land with countless dreams.
Scott Henning, Kevin Flynn, super producer Chris Larson at your service. You know, Kev, the Trump-Tucker interview got 183 million views so far to this point. And we're going to play some clips of that today in case you missed that. But almost
that is crazy.
Almost an extraordinary number. We had 56,000 views on our live stream last night. 56,000 views. People were watching that. And all they were doing was listening to the debate with us and watching us kind of do the analysts. And we had a great panel. I mean, the panel was fantastic. Well, they were unbelievable.
The share numbers blew me away. The live views when it was happening, I couldn't believe it. I was like, amazing. Yeah, it was great. Great
so thank
studio.
You. Thank you. Thank you to everybody.
Came over and ate a nice little meal, and you did a great job working the crowd. It was fun to hear and watch.
It was a fun night. Here's my question for our great audience on AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 The Flag, 92.7 FM in the Boomenbacken, and 92.3 FM Fargo-Moorhead. Also, remember that app. A lot of folks were listening on the app last night. We always appreciate that. The app numbers were spiking, and you can that way take us with you anywhere you go. So easy to download that app, AM 1100 WZFG, or if you're in Tioga, AM 1090, WZFG. So, great way to listen. Question for you. What one word would describe the debate of the GOP presidential candidates? Give me a word. Love to hear your feedback on who you think won or lost, or what they didn't do or should do or whatever, but I'm curious what the one word, as you watched it, what one word best describes that debate last night. You get to rate the debate, ladies and gentlemen, on What's on Your Mind by calling us at 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. You can also text us, 237-1590, 237-1590 with the 701 area code as well. But we love hearing from you. We want to know what you have to say about last night's debate. We have highlights here. We have highlights both from the trunk. From the Trump-Tucker interview and also from last night's debate, I want to play the real battle royale at the beginning was between Vivek Ramaswamy and Mike Pence. So we'll play you that clip and a few more here as we go throughout the morning. Fred and Wing wants to weigh in on the big debate and the Tucker interview. Fred, what's on your mind, my man?
Freddy!
Kevin, how you doing? And Scott?
Great.
Doing great.
Talk to you guys for a while.
You need to call a little more often because we like that common sense out in Wing, North Dakota, you know.
Well, I don't even think there's going to be an election, so I don't get too much involved with it. But this last night, I was out in the field anyway, listening to it on the radio. I didn't get a chance to listen to the Tucker Carlson interview right away. I was bailing, but sounded like a baseball game. Like when you listen to the Twins on radio, I listened to our local radio station, KFYR out here, and it sounded like a Twins game where the sound noise, the crowd noise was louder than the people. Like when Brett Baer was talking, what are they trying to do, put on a sports event? You know, and when I couldn't even hardly hear the first people who were interviewed, you know, at point. You know, when they went to DeSantis and all that, it was just terrible. And they used so many analogies like, oh, this is the first inning, and this goes on and on, the second inning, you know, we were trying to put on a sports event. Well, when I finally got back, I did get to hear Bourbon Talk on there. And a question came to my mind. Kevin, you probably ain't going to like this, but did he get good treatment at the hospital that he went to with his basketball injury yesterday? Did he get the medicine that he needed immediately, didn't have to wait 3 days? Did he get early treatment with maybe Advil or aspirin or some well-known medicines that have been used over and over again, like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin works for the people who were using it before the vaccine came? And his office says you can't use that? It was okay? No, he got to use that so he could go be on the presidential debate. I just think it's absolutely terrible and hypocritical that he got good health care right when he needed it. And he got the medicine that he needed right when he needed it. So that's my point.
How's that different? Hang on one sec, Fred. I just want to ask you a quick question about that. Then I want your take on Tucker. What Governor Burgum got last night, yesterday afternoon, whatever, in the ER, was like what anybody would get if they go in with a leg injury to an ER, isn't it? I mean, obviously, you're talking about the COVID era, when people did not get the care they need or couldn't get access to the drugs they wanted. I get it, but I think if you had, you know, while bailing last night, somehow had a leg injury, you would have received the same treatment at Bismarck, St. Alexis, or Sanford, or whatever, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm comparing it to the COVID time, and his office made sure that the doctors was okay for them to withhold his drug. He did that, and I'm saying I'm glad he got that last night. But I'm still mad about people who didn't get it when they needed it. Okay, does that clarify a little bit?
Yeah, it does. Got it.
I got the time.
Talk about Tucker.
Now, when I listened to the interview last night. When I got home, I didn't listen to the debate. I didn't want to. That was really good, you know? I really enjoyed that. So I can see why people didn't want to listen to it. I don't think this election is so screwed up, and they're not talking about the things you need to talk about anyway. They're not talking about election fraud. They're not talking about any of this stuff. And Fox News just put on a Democrat show last night.
Fred, appreciate your call very much. Thanks. We're going to play some more highlights from last night's debate. One question that Tucker asked that I thought was also a little bizarre was the question about whether or not he was worried that, well, let's just play it here. I'll play it and you see if you agree or disagree. It's the one where he's asking about whether or not he thinks they'll try and assassinate him. What did you make of that, Kevin?
Well, probably a worthy question. Alex Jones is bringing that up, too. That if this keeps going, they're not gonna, the deep state's not gonna let him live. I don't know.
Do you have that clip?
Let's see here. Yeah, let me give me just a second here. I'll dig it.
Well, I promised I'd play the DeSantis soiree with Vivek. Let's just do that here.
Well, let me be clear. Anybody that thinks that we can't solve the problems here in the United States and be the leader of the free world. Has a pretty small view of the greatest nation on earth.
That is incorrect.
We can do both, Vivek. We've done both. We've been the leader of the free world and the arsenal of democracy for years. The Reagan Doctrine years ago made it clear. We said, if you're willing to fight the communists on your soil, we'll give you the means to fight them there so our troops don't have to fight them. Vivek, if we do the giveaway that you want to give to Putin to give him his land, it's not going to be too long before he rolls across a NATO border, and frankly, our men and women of our armed forces are going to have to go and fight him. I want to let the Ukrainians fight and drive Putin and the Russians back out.
I have a newsflash. The USSR does not exist anymore. It fell back in 1990.
Did I say
the real threat? You're talking about the communists. And the real communists that we have to address right now?
Do you have any idea what Vladimir Putin's aims are?
You already spoke. Now I actually have
something to say. Vladimir Putin has been saying he wants to reestablish the old Soviet sphere of influence.
You've made your point, Vice President.
I'm sorry if I insulted him by calling him a communist. He is a dictator and a murderer. And the United States of America needs to stand we against authoritarianism?
Mr. Ramaswamy, 30 seconds. The real threat we face today is communist China. And we are driving
is
Russia
this the,
Pence into China's
debate?
Power.
That's what it's turning into.
China military alliance.
And they're all good at it.
Threat we face. Nobody in either political party is talking about it. And I am the only non-neocon on this stage.
Mr. Vice President, we can't hear. Mr. Vice President,
to give Russia everything they've got.
Mr. Vice President,
give them a promise that Ukraine will never be in NATO. And then somehow China will not think about taking Taiwan. We achieve peace through strength.
Mr.
And America needs to stand for free.
I have to say it was a little annoying because they're back and forth, and you heard a clip that came off of our live stream, so that's why you can hear Jay and I talking as we were live commentating on the stream last night. But I like the fact that we debated Ukraine because we haven't really. We just... You know, went along with Joe Biden and his, half effort to, let's get him some stuff maybe when we want to. I think I want Ukraine to win, but I'm not sure. Either get in it to win it or stop. But I love the debate. I don't even know who I agree with on that because they both make solid points. Hey, it's Scott Hammond for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Did you know there's another way to manage your farm's risk and protect your equity with Margin Protection? Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin Protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Join us at Irie Insurance for our upcoming Margin Protection meetings, August 29th at 8:30 a.m. in Devil's Lake at 4 p.m. in Hope, and August 30th at 8 a.m. in Hillsboro. For more information, visit our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Facing, and of course, we have
It's the hot mix.
I guess. Wow. 20 past the hour. Back on What's On Your Mind. Little Eddie Money for you there. And here's a little Doug Burgum on China.
This is the number one issue we're facing. And, of course, we haven't been talking about it. And we act like that letting Russia win in the Ukraine is like a gimme as opposed to a gift to China. Russia has become China's gas station. But how would we do it? The Biden administration is a complete fail. China imports 10 million barrels of oil a day, more than any other country in the world. They do not even have all the food they need to feed everybody in that country, so they don't have energy security or food security. But the Biden administration sends Blinken, Yellen over there. They're over there. They don't even bring up energy because they're too busy trying to kill the U.S. energy here.
Good line. By the way, the energy line seemed to play well for Burgum with the room. You know, folks, folks got that. I thought he got some of his best applause on that, and then the small towns. And he's right. I mean, I don't know that he got enough time on that though, Kev, to really punch away on Biden and American energy. You know, just unleash it.
Yep.
Just drill, baby, drill. That's what people want to hear. He didn't really get to that money moment on that, but he nibbled around the edges for sure.
If I get a chance, if we talk to him, I'm going to tell him one thing. The line that he had that's resonated with me since he announced was that we're sitting North Dakota, not we. I'm in Minnesota. We have our own stash of rare earth and all sorts of wonderful things we can't mine. But North Dakota is sitting on liquefied natural gas.
You bet.
Massive, massive amounts of it. But because we can't get a pipeline to the Pacific Ocean through Washington, Oregon, or California, you just sit on that.
Why? Why can't we get a pipeline through there?
Why?
You know why?
What's
federal
wrong?
Government.
Right.
Federal government is why. They won't permit it. They won't. And by the way, they hate flaring in North Dakota, right? They hate the idea of flaring, which is, again, a byproduct of drilling for oil. You drill for oil, and natural gas comes up. And unless you have a place to put that natural gas, you have to flare it. So everybody hates flare. Everybody hates flaring. The eco-terrorists, oh, you're terrible. You're wasting. You're blah, 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 blah. Okay. We'd like to build a pipeline from that well to a gas processing facility. They're called gathering lines. Can we do that? Oh, no, you can't do that.
No,
not on federal land. You can't do that. But stop flaring. Stop flaring. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, and Russia's not doing any flaring or any you know, with all their refining going on over there.
Yeah, good point. And who made that point last night about, you know, what we represent versus they? I forget who that was, but it was a pretty good line comparing on the whole climate change thing, other countries versus where we're at today. Might have been Governor Burgum even. By the way, I want to tell you that Watford City's new lumber yard is now open. Our listeners in the Boom and Bakken, you got to know that Elite Cabinets and Building Supply has a wide variety of lumber, drywall, insulation, complete paint and color match service. Get your ideas at the Design Center. They'll put the materials together from there. Wow, is that great. And did we mention they have lots and lots of power tools, Milwaukee and more. So tell us what you want to see on the shelves, because after all, it's your local hardware store. And they're hiring in the lumberyard, too. Stop in and apply. Elite Cabinets and Building Supply east of downtown on 23. Here's that odd question, although, I mean, it's not beyond the realm. It's just I'm surprised somebody would ask Tucker Carlson, in this case, Donald Trump about his own assassination.
Are you worried that they're going to try and kill you? Why wouldn't they try and kill you, honestly?
They're savage animals. They are people that are sick, really sick. You have great people in the Democrat Party. You have great people that are Democrats. Most of the people in our country are fantastic, and I'm representing everybody. I'm not just Republicans or conservatives. I represent everybody. I'm the president of everybody. But I've seen what they do. I've seen the lengths that they go to. When they make up the Russia, 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 when that's exposed and they go down, and Barr should have gone after them and other people should have gone after. And they did very late because the Durham report came out. It was fairly good. It could have been a lot tougher, I guess, but it was fairly good. But it explained how corrupt it was. I'll tell you who did a great job was the Inspector General Horowitz. He did a phenomenal report. You didn't have to go to Durham. He did it on Comey and on, I guess, McCabe and some others. And it was a vicious, it was basically a true report, how bad they are. But these people are sick people. These are people that I think they hate our country. You want to know the truth. When you see open borders, when you see these policies that they have and so many other things, it's so sad to see. You know, we have a country that's very fragile right now.
Wow. Good answer. Really good answer from President Trump there. I thought that was pretty darn great. Texter says, do any of these candidates understand why the base hates Pence and he's polling at 3%? Yet I heard them all back Pence's actions, which tells me they're just another form of Mike Pence, and we would not see a fight out of them. I will not vote for them if they secure the nomination. Sorry, I can't vote for them. I'm trying to think where the crowd agreed with him most. It was kind of split on Ukraine, wasn't it, Kev?
Yeah, Ukraine didn't come up as much as I thought it maybe would. But it was a lot of slinging, it seemed. One of the texts came in about the one word to describe it, and it was irrelevant. And it was entertaining. I like that word, but I think an irrelevant is as entertaining as it was really irrelevant because
I don't think it's
going to be the guy.
I don't think it's irrelevant for the following reason.
Yeah.
Are they going to succeed in putting Donald Trump in jail? Are they going to say, we don't know the answer to that right now, right? I mean, and some of these crazy ideas about getting him off the ballot and all the stupid
right.
stuff.
Yep.
Look, they're trying to kill him, not with a gun at this point, but they're trying to kill him politically from being able to be a candidate for President of the United States. I don't know if they're going to win or not. I pray to God they don't, because I think Donald Trump is the one guy that knows enough about the damage that is being done by this deep state evil web of sick, evil crap they're pulling and could do something about it. But it's not irrelevant in my mind for the following reason. What if? What if? That's all I'm saying. Agree or disagree, 701-271-1100. Call us. What's your one word? We got entertaining. We got irrelevant. Here's another one. Embarrassed. After watching the debate, I realized, one, I was embarrassed for my country. Two, why nothing gets done in Washington. Three, Pence is a condescending bully. I'll vote for any of them. Bunch of kids. I wonder if they meant to say, I wouldn't vote for any of them. Oh, they agreed with Pence on January 6th. Okay, all right. Yeah, there was that. There was that. I'm trying to remember if anybody else did. And that's a tough one because, honestly, Pence is right when he says he followed the Constitution. By a lot of constitutional scholars, even ones we trust, what they say, how they analyze it. But there were other constitutional scholars with every bit as much credibility saying Trump did have a different way to do that. To pause it, to use, you know, so, you know, it's, I think what happens is set the, what happened on, what the mainstream media, the reason Fox News asked that question, in my view, Kev, is because the mob, the swamp, puts January 6th all into one bucket.
Right.
And that's crazy people assaulting cops. Okay?
Yep.
Not the 99.9% of the rest of us, like you and I, that were out there praying for a good outcome on January 6th. Literally. I mean, people on the mall gathering in prayer, right? That was the million. The 50,000 knuckleheads that went up and tried to agitate them, and the 1% of them that ended up going in, that's the January 6th insurrection that they call. It's not what Mike Pence did. Mike Pence didn't, you know, he isn't part of the, you know, I'm standing up against the da-da-da-da-da. He was simply going to do that whether there was a raid on the Capitol or not.
And, since they're all playing for second, you know, Pence doesn't even make the practice squad. So, I'll tell you who's going to make the team coming up, in my opinion.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA News Update. The GOP presidential debate took place last night in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Noticeably absent was presidential candidate Donald Trump. On Tucker Carlson's X feed, Trump explains why he skipped the debate.
You see the polls have come out, and I'm leading by 50 and 60 points. And, you know, some of them are at 1 and 0 and 2. And I'm saying, do I sit there for an hour or 2 hours, whatever it's going to be, and get harassed by people that shouldn't even be running for president? Should I be doing that? And a network that isn't particularly friendly to me.
The trial of Brian Koberger, who's been accused of killing 4 University of Idaho students, is being delayed indefinitely. Yesterday, Koberger waived his right to a speedy trial, which allows the courts to schedule a trial more than 6 months out from his arraignment. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Unlock American energy, drill, frack, burn coal, embrace nuclear. Put people back to work by no longer paying them more to stay at home. Reform the U.S. Fed, stabilize the U.S. dollar, and go to war. The only war that I will declare as U.S. president will be the war on the federal administrative state that is the source of those toxic regulations.
Vivek Ramaswamy, who really made a mark for himself last night, no doubt about it. Our panel last night overwhelmingly thought Vivek did well. There was some Nikki Haley love from last night, little bit on Ron DeSantis, not too much. It was a really interesting conversation with our guest last night. And thanks for those who joined us, not only in studio with a special panel of rating the debate, but also folks that watched online and listen on the radio. We appreciate you very much. We're brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. And today is Thursday. That means Tater Tot Hot Dish or Sloppy Joe's at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Swedish Meatballs, 12th Avenue at I-29. Salisbury Steak, MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Chicken Pot Pie in Glendon. Meatloaf in Yulin and scalloped potatoes with ham on 45th Street, Fargo. Remember, free car washes at the Harwood location of PetroServe USA from 8 to 8 today through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. The car wash is free. It's brand new. You got to try it out. All the PetroServe car washes are fantastic, and they save you a fortune over those. I don't know. There's a car wash in every corner now. It's like unbelievable, but they all, you know, require you to give a monthly pass, and, you know, if you want the same darn clean car when you're done, and less of a bite in your pocketbook, get your car washed at PetroServe USA. Kev, you were going to give us a little assessment after the end of the break. I forget what you said, but you had something to say.
Here's an analogy. If you watch The Ultimate Fighter, okay, you got Team Connor, you've got the two teams. They have these young fighters that are coming up. That whole thing was a chance to make the team. It was a chance to make Team Trump. Again, you got to focus that none of these people are going to get the. I don't believe, in my opinion, none of them are going to make the nomination. So they're all playing for second. So who didn't make the team last night? Chris Christie didn't make the team. Mike Pence didn't make the team. You know, who else didn't make the team? I think Doug Burgum made the team. Vivek definitely made the team. Tim Scott makes the team.
Hey, how about this one?
Nikki
about,
Haley probably makes the team again.
Polls. What I care about, the fact is that no one is telling the American people the truth. The truth is that Biden didn't do this to us. Our Republicans did this to us, too. When they passed that $2.2 trillion COVID stimulus bill, They left us with 90 million people on Medicaid, 42 million people on food stamps. No one has told you how to fix it. I'll tell you how to fix it. They need to stop the spending. They need to stop the borrowing. They need to eliminate the earmarks that the Republicans brought back in. And they need to make sure they understand these are taxpayer dollars. It's not their dollars. And while they're all saying this, you have Ron DeSantis, you've got Tim Scott, you've got Mike Pence. They all voted to raise the debt. And Donald Trump added $8 trillion to our debt. And our kids are never going to forgive us for this. And so at the end of the day, you look at the 2024 budget, Republicans asked for $7.4 billion in earmarks. Democrats asked for $2.8 billion. So you tell me who are the big spenders. I think it's time for an accountant in the White House.
Vice President.
Wow.
Yeah, well, she's got a great point there.
A lot of great points. I think the only thing I disagree with her on is the strategy of the $2.2 trillion, there were some Republicans, including our own Senators Kevin Cramer and John Hovind, that voted for a infrastructure package, not the quote-unquote deficit reduction deal, but rather the infrastructure bill. She obviously is saying Republicans blew it there, and many people believe that. They do. So, but what she said needs to be said. She needs to, because this is as much about the go-along to get-along Republicans as it is about the Democrats and Joe Biden. That's exactly right. But she's on your dance card. She stays on the list, Cap, Nikki.
Oh, yeah, I think she's still on the team. Yep, she's still on the team. I don't know to what degree. You know, her foreign affairs experience would probably come into play. You know, Trump's watching the whole thing, saying, all right, who's going to be on the team?
701-271-1100 to call us. What word describes the debate last night? We've got irrelevant, we've got entertaining, we've got embarrassing. Chris is assembling a whole list of the words that our listeners are coming through. You can text those in at 701-237-1590 and rate the debate, who won, who lost. You can also call us. We love that when you do. And Cliff has done just that from Moorhead. Cliff, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. Nikki Haley was interrupting quite a bit. Vivek, I'm not sure if that's his first name or what, but anyway, I mean, I thought she was very rude. I listen on the radio, and if you listen to it, listen on your station, it's, she really, you know, the 30-second rule, she just kept interrupting time after time, and they just let her get away with it, so I thought the moderators were terrible. I'd give them a D-, you know, making these guys, you know, putting their hands up. I'm glad DeSantis called them out on that, raising the hand business, you know, yes or no, kind of stupid things to raise a hand, and that's your stance. I mean, give me a break. Christie's terrible. He played his, you know, canned line, probably, he's sick of something 15 minutes into the debate. I don't know if you remember that line. But I just thought, I don't know, I thought Burgum was, he was fine, he was okay, but I think DeSantis survived, and I think Vivek was by far the best. Tim Scott really didn't get to say much. I was hoping to hear more from him.
Yeah, I was too.
I pick up on your line, Cliff, about DeSantis. I thought DeSantis survived too. I thought actually that he lived to fight another day and helped himself more than he hurt himself. Our panel didn't necessarily agree with that last night. But I thought, given the fact that coming into that debate, he was public enemy number one, right? He was number two in the polls, at least, so they had to knock him off. And the idea was no Trump. Oh, boy, DeSantis is going to get it. He didn't really get it. He didn't really get it. I mean,
yeah. Scott, what did you think of the commentator? The debate, the moderators. I thought they were terrible. They would follow the rules and they wouldn't follow the rules, and they're just asking. You know, change, raise your hand, and, you know, just
lost their control a few times on things. I thought a lot of the discussion was good. I wanted a little more on the border. I don't know where that UFO question came from. That's just sort of stupid, you know.
That was hilarious, though. Chris Christie's like, what? I get the UFO question?
Yeah, well, that's because he is a UFO. I think he is a UFO, yeah. Actually, yeah.
Right. I mean, yeah. Not spend more time on the economy and the border, exactly, and to sit there and talk about climate change and just, you know, making, you must raise your hand and admit this. And then, I don't know, I just thought it was just so bizarre. Like, I mean, just silliness, even starting the media or the debate with a song. They're playing a song and, you know, they're always trying to act cute and just have a damn debate.
Yeah, there's something to that. I thought Brett Baer and Martha McCallum were pretty good, better than if we'd have been watching an NBC or a, you know, ABC or you know whatever CNN debate for sure. But it could have been better, and they could have had a little more control to get you know some of the you know look if you're Mike Pence, you got to act tough and try and punch, right? So you're going to just kind of keep yelling and doing whatever. And Vivek did that. Christie did that. DeSantis tried a little bit, didn't pull it off well. Nikki, as you said, interrupted a few times. They all kind of tried to do their thing. And then Tim Scott, he's Mr. Gentleman. And then you go, well, I want to hear more from Tim Scott. So it's kind of a tough deal. Great analysis, Cliff. Really appreciate your call. Stephen Fargo, how about you? What's your take?
I thought it was sort of a joke having these goofballs up there that 3%, 2%, whatever. They really didn't have much to offer other than, you know, I don't know. It was just a waste of time, I thought. What Fox did, TV's requirements to not have Trump in there because he wasn't going to support these guys. They really don't have any business being in there.
But did you see the hand? And I know it was a raise a hand deal, which
exactly, Scott.
I get why they do this, because it's a quick way to just say yes or no and make them have to, you know, not give you a spin. Well, I agree, but I don't, and you know, both ways. So it's just, hey, man up moment, woman up for Nikki Haley. Will you support Donald Trump if he is the nominee of the party? And every hand went up pretty quick, with the exception of Christie and Asa Hutchinson.
Yep.
But then Christie came to the crowd, and he put his hand up. The Mr. Anti-Trump guy put his hand up and says he'll support Trump. That was a money moment from these candidates of recognizing the power of Donald Trump and those who support him in this race. Do you remember that, Steve?
And Vivek and his friend up first.
Yeah, and I just, the whole climate change, I mean, it's ridiculous. Every 100,000 years, we go through Ice Age, interglacial, and all of that. None of that has anything to do with CO2, and yet we've got our governor that's working on carbon capture, which to me is just like, that's absolutely off the track of what it is as far as an energy-producing state in North Dakota and an agricultural state. You want to hamper the energy, and you want to hamstring agriculture, because CO2 is plant food. I don't care what anybody says, that endosperm plants, they developed with CO2 levels at 4,000 to 2,500 parts per million. So this is just, I don't get it. And then using eminent domain to force people to give up their property rights for a hoax? What is this guy? Well, why would we want anybody that in the presidency that's, we already got a loony in there now? Why would we want our governor in there? I think he's a Democrat that run as a Republican, and he knew he had to run as a Republican to get elected in North Dakota.
He got a question last night that he wouldn't. Thank you very much, Steve. Great analysis. Appreciate your call. I'd love to see a debate just on climate change. The entire 2 hours just on climate change, and actually get some facts rather than these soundbite ones. The governor got a question last night he did not want to get, and it was on abortion.
Well, first of all, I'm a pro-life governor of a very pro-life state. And this issue is, of course, very important. But I am on the record, and I stand behind that we should not have a federal abortion ban. We should not. And the reason why we shouldn't is very simple. It's the 10th Amendment in the Constitution. In the Constitution, which the states created the federal government, not the other way around, it says that there were certain duties allowed to the federal government delegated to them by the states. The rest are left to the states, or importantly, or to the people. We need to get back to freedom and liberty for the people in this country. And we can't have Republicans who fight for 50 years for this great cause
and win,
to return it back to the states, and then the next day they turn around and go, no, the feds should do that, because the feds are stepping into people's lives, they're stepping into people's businesses over and over. If we say that the feds should be in on this one, where do we stop?
Wow. He turned that question around big time, and the 10th Amendment was a home run, and Mike Pence didn't like it. We'll finish when we come back.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services, and I'm addressing all the producers out there. Your tillage equipment, all your machinery, including your grain holdings, are all considered personal property. They all need to be funded into your trust just as well as your real property does. If you have questions on that, that is why I'm here. I specialize in this. Call me today before it's too late. 701-318-0908. 701-318-0908.
Enjoy every day made better with the Splash Super Pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool, on display at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What one word would you use to describe last night's debate? That's our question of the day. Give us your highlights, lowlights, who won, grades, A, B, C, D, E, F, whatever you want to do. But I most want to know just what one word describes that debate last night. Some of your answers pouring in include what, Chris Larson?
Chaotic, junior high, irrelevant, pro-war, out of touch,
revealing joke in preseason football.
That's pretty good preseason football.
I thought that was the best.
Don't you love our listeners? They are just the best. We're brought to you tonight by H.A. Thompson & Sons. If you're a business owner, a manager, you're looking at the bottom line every month and just saying, ouch, I mean, everything costs more. What are we going to do here? I'd encourage you to talk to the folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons rather about the Link service that they offer. They manage about 600, 800 buildings. I forget how many, just hundreds and hundreds of buildings where if the air conditioner on the roof blows up, they replace it. They repair it. They keep it running. They do this for assembly lines. They do this for HVAC mechanical systems. It can save you money and give you a static number every month so you know what it is on the bottom line rather than the what-ifs and those surprises at a time like this can really throw havoc in your business plan. So find out more from my friends at H.A.T. and Sons, HATandSons.com. Another quick clip before we go to John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment for his take on last night's debate. Here's Ron DeSantis on lockdown.
As your president, I will never let the deep state bureaucrats lock you down. You don't take somebody like Fauci and coddle him. You bring Fauci in, you sit him down, and you say, Anthony, you are fired.
Great line. Probably the rehearsed line for Ron DeSantis that I got to get this in somewhere, and I thought a pretty good line. John Hinderacher from the Center for the American Experiment, our favorite North Dakota and Minnesota think tank, is on us for online for a little analysis about last night's debate. What did you think, John?
Scott, my one word would be successful. I thought it was a good night for the Republican Party. I think the candidates generally did well. I think there were enough sharp exchanges to keep it interesting for the audience. And what the candidates collectively were saying, I think, is what most Americans want to hear. So I came away thinking that was a good night for the Republicans.
See, I had a little different take in that I didn't think there was enough focus on Biden. He's the problem. This administration's the problem. It's a nightmare, and these guys are beating the tar out of each other, giving each other, campaign clips to run the commercials against the other for the most part. Did you think that Biden got a pass last night?
I don't think he got a pass. I think your point is well taken, and I think the candidates have to watch out for that. Because in the primary process, there is that temptation to be unloading on your fellow Republicans. Now, going into the debate, a lot of people were saying that it was going to be seven other candidates ganging up on Ron DeSantis. That didn't really happen. I thought DeSantis had a very good night. I think he came off very well. And for the most part, it seemed like he was above the fray, and he did, as in the clip you just played there, he did go after Biden and the Democrats hard.
What did you think of Governor Doug Burgum's performance last night?
You know, as everyone knows, he tore an Achilles tendon playing pickup basketball yesterday morning. Big mistake, okay? Middle-aged men should not play pickup basketball. I know a number of men, over 50 who have ruptured Achilles tendons always playing pickup basketball. The fact that he showed up, I think, is a testimony to his pain threshold and determination, but he was not on his game. He was obviously uncomfortable.
Do you pick out any one point? On China, he hit pretty hard. He took on Mike Pence on the 10th Amendment on the abortion issue. Any particular highlight you thought that he did well at?
Not really, to be honest, Scott. I mean, I'm thinking more just in terms of overall impression. He's not a well-known guy compared to some of the others. He needs to make a strong, positive impression. And I think that the injury threw him off enough that I don't think he really succeeded in doing that. But we'll see if he's around for the next debate and how he does then.
I want to ask you a little bit about Tucker Carlson's interview with Donald Trump. Have you watched that at all?
I haven't watched it, and I don't plan to. I think that Trump made a mistake by not participating last night. Some people are talking about, how many views, the Carlson interview got. I don't think most people realize that on Twitter, if a video plays for 2 seconds, they call a view. So we'll never know how many people actually watched that interview. But I think the reality, Scott, is that there's a process that culminates in the convention and the nomination of the presidential candidate. That process started last night. The train began to pull away from the station, and Donald Trump wasn't on it. I think he's going to realize his mistake, and I think we'll see him participating in the debates down the road.
But 183 million views, even if you, as you say, recognize that some people just tapped on, didn't actually watch it, clearly it was more watched than the Fox debate.
I don't know. I mean, we'll never know how many of those so-called views went beyond the first few seconds and how many were repetitious. You know, they'll count the same person viewing over and over again, you know, a few seconds at a time. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people watched it. But as I say, Scott, I think Trump needs to be engaged in the process. And last night he was dodging.
I'll tell you a group of folks that are engaged in fixing what's wrong with this country and our states and our communities and crime. And oh my gosh, they're doggone bone on these issues. We care about energy, the environment, the facts on climate change. American Experiment. Great work. AmericanExperimentND.org to find out more about their North Dakota operation. Thank you, John Hinderacher. On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, My Slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.